Warning.
This is a Vangerville production. Please don't steal it. Thank you for your time. Now have fun.
Whee!
That was perfect, except for the shitty weed.
Now, here regrettably is The Shane Show.
Yo, it's Thursday afternoon. It's late. It's Thursday late night. Well, no, it's not late night. It's late afternoon. Lots going on, huh? A lot's happened in the last 72 hours. Although it's not anything that's not going on every single fucking day. Shane Show. Chickity chick, we're going to have to talk about George Floyd today. Hash that out. It's interesting, I was having a conversation with Joey, and we were talking about, hold on a second, hi Anthony. And we were talking about, or I was defending that it's much harder to be a person of color and poor in America than it is to be white. And coming from his perspective, he was having a different opinion. However, that opinion is wrong. You look at this George Floyd situation, and I say the word situation and it just seems completely patronizing and shitty. But I mean situation in the sense that this is happening every single day all over America. There's no question about that. It's just a matter of what's being filmed. That's all. This animal, Derek Chauvin, I believe is his name. This was not the first time this guy did this. This was the first time his tactics and his racism killed someone. But this is not... The writing was on the wall with this guy. Let me give you the facts. Derek Chauvin. The restraint technique used by Chauvin to murder Floyd was not part of the department's training. The knee and the neck jam, they don't teach you that. That's a senior officer who's been on the job for 20 to 30 years doing whatever the fuck he wants because over the course of the 20 to 30 years he's been around in the department, he could. Derek Chauvin was put on leave in 2011 for an inappropriate police shooting of an Alaskan Native American, Leroy Martinez. Chauvin shot Latrell Tolles, an unarmed black 21-year-old man, in 2008. Chauvin was one of the officers who murdered Wayne Reyes, a Latino man with 16 bullets forced into him. A total of 42 rounds. Chauvin and another officer were chasing a car in 2005, causing the death of three people, according to Communities Unity United Against Police Brutality. There are 12 police brutality complaints against Chauvin in the Minneapolis Office of the Police Conduct Complaint Database. They are all listed as closed, non-public, and no discipline. That's the work record of Derek Chauvin. And we wonder why people of color are afraid of the police. Why they're angry at the police. Why white people like me are angry. Like millions and millions of white people like me are angry. Desperate to be advocates. Desperate. It's so twisted. The guy had his fucking knee on that dude's neck for 7 minutes. I implore anybody listening right now to do anything, anything at all, for 7 minutes. And you will realize that that is a pretty long time to be doing anything. Ride a bike for 7 minutes. You'll be like, shit, I've been on this bike a minute. Jerk off for 7 minutes. You'll be like, man, I've been jerking off a long time. Watch TV for 7 minutes. Surf the web for 7 minutes. That is a consequential amount of time. Now, while you're doing that for 7 minutes, imagine someone the entire time you're doing that saying, I can't breathe. It's absurd. It's utterly crazy. Go outside and water your lawn for 7 minutes. And about every 15 to 20 seconds, have someone say, I can't breathe as a result of what you're doing. Most humans would stop doing what they're doing when they hear another human being say they can't breathe as a result of something that they're doing. Especially in the way that that man was saying that. And then you realize that Derek Chauvin, or Chauvin, or whatever this animal's fucking name is, has his knee on this dude's neck, is watching him wither, feeling his neck underneath his knee, the I can't breathe. And you see all these other opie cops standing around saying nothing, doing nothing, because this guy is their senior officer. And you learn in the cop department that the senior guy is not doing anything wrong, even if he's doing something wrong. So four guys watch their senior officer kill someone. And this senior officer is the guy that's riding around in the car all day teaching other cops how to police. So if you're telling me that we don't have a very serious problem in police departments across this country based on that, well, you're not interested in fixing or doing anything about the problem. It almost makes me angrier about the opie dipshits that were standing around because they know better. Or at least they should. They haven't had a 20-year career where whatever they do, they get off. This guy put his neck on that guy's, on that dude's knee on his neck and killed him. Because over the course of the last 15 years, all of his other subsequent behavior didn't go punished. You're riding around, you shoot a Native American, you come back to the cop house, all the cops get together. And these cops, they all figure out a way to make that shit go away so that this guy doesn't get in trouble. And you would hope that somewhere in the cop house, there's one cop looking at him going, guy, you got to check yourself. You got to get into some counseling. You got to get in. I'm not going to rat you out. I'm not going to blow the whistle on you, but you got to get better. You would hope that that was going on, the self-policing, but it isn't. This episode of The Shane Show is sponsored by MacWeldon.com. Listen, our mission is simple, to make sure that all your basics and beyond are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient. And that's why MacWeldon was founded, because they wanted more out of their basics and always questioned how something so essential could be such a pain in the ass to buy. MacWeldon right now is better than what you're wearing. It's a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Right now, MacWeldon really does value its loyal customers. That's why they've created the Weldon Blue loyalty program, and I'm going to tell you right now how it works. First of all, you got to go create an account, MacWeldon.com. It's totally free. Level one, you place an order for any amount and never pay for shipping again. Level two is once you purchase $200 worth of products from MacWeldon, not only will you continue to receive free shipping, but you will also start saving 20% on every order you make for the next year. Also grants you access to new products before they are released to anyone else, as well as the free gifts added to future orders. I'd go with a level two personally. I've been wearing these things. Again, I'm a convert. I didn't wear underwear until MacWeldon showed up in my life. And I got news for you. Snug as a bug in a rug. Ask Vanger. Vanger's got some of that stuff cracking too. I think he's even gone outerwear on us. Sweatpants. Enough of me. Let's get into the Weldon Blue loyalty program. Go to MacWeldon.com. Put in the code Shane, and let's get you started with that loyalty program, because clearly the benefits are huge. Also, MacWeldon.com, you use the code Shane, and you're going to get 20% off that order. I'm telling you, they're giving this stuff away. That guy was in the position to put his knee on that dude's neck because of the failure of the Minneapolis Police Department over a generation. That's what we talk about when we talk about institutionalized racism. That dude was in a position to kill that man because the police department failed to properly police itself. This happens every day in America. Right now, a person of color has been killed or has been roughed up or has been abused in some way by a cop. And somewhere in a cop house in America, cops are making it go away. And if you're a cop and you're like, no, that's singular episodes and this doesn't happen very often, I agree. 99% of cops are good. That's probably too high. I'd say 80% of cops are probably pretty good. But you can be a good cop and sit in your cop house and see something go bad and then look the other way. And that makes you a bad cop. I've got family that have been in police for a very long time. They don't text me. They don't Facebook me. They don't like me because they know. Well, they know where I stand. This man killed another man. And we watched it on video. And it's 3 days later. And there have been no charges filed. So even with this situation, we're not getting it right. Even with the entire country focused on this, we still haven't charged this guy with murder. Anybody else in America doing what that guy did would be arrested for murder. Negligent homicide. If I had my knee on a dude's neck for 7 minutes while he was telling me he couldn't breathe, and then he died, I would currently be in jail. It's hot out there, man, in these streets. You see what's going on in Minneapolis. They're rioting. They're rioting in Los Angeles. People have just been locked up for 2 months. Everybody's out of a job. Everybody's angry at their current situation. Frustration, anger, helplessness, hopelessness, economic insecurity. We're in a real spot here in America. I never ever thought that we could get back to 1968, right? In the summer of all of that violence and all of that hatred and the killing of King and the killing of Robert Kennedy and the Democratic Convention and the Vietnam War and just all of it. It was one of the craziest years in the history of our country, and we are very close to having that set off in America. How can you be mad at people that are mad? There needs to be a fundamental change in the justice system and cop houses around the country, and it has to start on the inside. It has to start with blue policing blue. And the other part of this is you motherfuckers have to vote. About 10, 12 years ago, you get in the polling place and you look and you see, sometimes you'll see like 20 different judges, right? I just vote for the person of color. I don't even know if he's bad. I don't even know if he's corrupt. It doesn't matter. We need some Latino corruption. We need some black people corruption up in those ranks. It's way better than white corruption at this point. Martinez, check. Leroy, check. It doesn't matter. People of color have got to be placed inside the judicial system because white people, like myself even, have no idea what it's like to be a person of color in America dealing with the police or the justice system. Eric Garner in New York, we watched the guy get choked to death, no charges. Philandro Castillo, we watched the guy get shot up in his car for reaching for his fucking registration in his glove box. No charges. Innocent, actually. There's no legs to stand on. There's no room for me to have an excuse. There is nothing. When MERS comes in here and he tells me that he has to parent his child differently, I see it. Cops have to police other cops. And let me walk it by, let me walk it through from a cop's perspective, right? Because I want to be fair. cop comes in. He starts his shift. He gets a call about a robbery. That robbery probably is in a lower economic area because people rob each other more in areas where they need money more. And so the cop goes to the bad part of town. It's usually a town. It's usually a city or a town of color, because we have not, as a country, afforded people of color the same economic opportunity as whites. And so, majority of the crime that is being committed is not because people are black or brown. It's because they have no options. A lot of crime in America today is because people don't have the same economic opportunity. And so if you're a cop and for 20 years you continue to drive to the same lower economic neighborhood over and over and over and over and over and over and over again over the course of 20 years, you start to think a certain way. Because that's human behavior. You go into lower economic blessed neighborhoods, more than likely a neighborhood of color because of the way that America is set up, and you have cops over and over and over again having experiences with people of color involving crime. And then 12, 14 years down the road, a cop goes to work and he doesn't even realize that he's now thinking like that. There needs to be intensive, you know, if you want to be a cop in America, there need to be programs instituted inside of each cop house where they must go to a therapist or go to some kind so that we can continue to keep their brains from rotting. If you've been a cop for 30 years, tell me how it's not impossible to have your brain skewed a certain way because of the experience you've had on the job. Maybe they need a class once a week. You walk into the class and there's a guy saying, I know it might seem like black and brown people are bad, but they're not. They're just more likely to be poor, and crime happens more in poor areas. And so please don't walk out of here thinking that brown and black people suck, because they don't. Maybe that needs to happen once a week. Or maybe there's term limits on cops. You get 10 years and you're done. Cops see some terrible shit, man. They see the worst of the worst. You ask any cop who's been on the job a long time, and he's going to tell you some shit that's going to blow your mind. He's going to walk into a neighborhood and see a crack baby shivering in a crib and the mom in the corner smoking meth or crack or prostituting or shooting up, or a husband shooting them. And primarily, these crimes are going to happen in lower economic neighborhoods. This is a systemic institutional problem that cannot get fixed overnight. This is something that will not be fixed before I'm dead. This is certainly something that can get fixed. This is certainly something that is in the process of being fixed. all comes back to the color green. Black people and brown people aren't bad people because they are black and brown. They don't do bad things because they are black and they are brown. They do things because they don't have the same economic opportunity as white people. And when a guy, a white cop, has his knee on a dude's neck and the guy is for 7 minutes is saying, "I can't breathe," that cop isn't having that experience right now. He's got 15 years of shitty experiences with people of color because of his job, and he sold out the lunch that he doesn't even realize what he's doing. I also happen to believe he's just bad. You know those cops too, man. You know those cops. You know, you got to understand, who wants to be a cop? Who wants to be a tattletale or a rat? Cops typically are the dudes that got fucking bullied or shit on their whole lives or are angry. And they become cops, and now they have this, they got the badge, and people have to listen to them, and people have to comply. You know, you got to take a look at really who wants, there are millions of people that want to protect and serve as cops. Millions. There are millions of kids that grow up, and they see the cop car, they see the fire engine, they're like, you know what, that's what I want to do. I want to serve. But there's an equal section of fucking cops that want to be cops because they want to get away or fix their upbringing. It's the same cop that more than likely put his knee in a guy's neck because he could, because nobody could do anything about it, because he's the boss and he's getting back at the fucking people in his life his whole life that were shitting on him and bullying him. I got a text from Boston's today. He was like, "Dude, white people suck." And how do you argue that? Don't tell me that the white institutional power structure in America doesn't suck. This episode of The Shane Show is sponsored by Feels, FEALS.com. Feels is a better way to feel better. Our premium CBD will keep your head clear and help you feel your best. CBD has been proven to greatly reduce anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Navigating the world of CBD can be complicated. At Feels, we look to make the process as simple as possible so you can start feeling better now. And again, from my own personal experience, I'm one of them sober dudes, so I don't mess around with anything that's going to get me too groovy, and that's not what Feels is. They've got some wacky process. They take the cannabinoids out or whatever, and it's good for sober cats like me. And by the way, super effective. Grooviness, relaxed, and no more anxiety. I put a little tincture right underneath my tongue, and I got through. I was skeptical. I was like, how is this going to work? It works. I'm telling you, I didn't think CBD was right for me. Well, Feels hassle-free membership program is guaranteed to help you feel your best month after month or your money back. It's that simple. It's shipped directly to your doorstep in only a few days. And Feels is the new natural, healthy, better way to feel better. Premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. It naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. You drop a few drops underneath your tongue, and you're going to feel the difference within minutes. If you want to know, the code is this, feels, feals.com/Shane. If you become a member, you're going to get 50% off your first order. 50% off your first order after you've joined. Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. It has me feeling better every day, and you got to become a member by going to feels.com/Shane. And again, you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/Shane to become a member now. 50% off your first order. I'm not a white guy that's trying to be black. I'm not a white guy that's fucking looking to bond out with black. I'm not. Black people have silly names. Black people have really silly fucking habits. They got weird shit I don't understand. Shit I definitely, they spend their money like assholes when they get rich. There's all kinds of shit about black people that are stupid to me. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to stand for justice. I'm not a fucking guilty white guy. I don't have white guilt. I have objective thinking in regards to people of color, the lack of economic opportunity, and how white people have set this up for themselves to hold people of color down and to continue the status quo. That is what's happening in America still. And the way to fix that is to vote. That's it. To vote. Voting changes everything. It doesn't change it tomorrow, but over the course of 20 years, if everybody votes, our justice system will look different. Our cop structure will look different because the people that are elected to office, if we vote, are the people that will care about the issues that we care about. The single most powerful thing in anybody's arsenal currently to fix this is their power to vote. Please, please get to the polls. If fucking somebody, if in your shitty little head, it doesn't matter. My vote doesn't count. These people are going to do it. Fuck you. You're the issue. This is fixable. It's not fixable overnight. It's not fixable in a week. It's not fixable when people loot their neighborhoods and fuck up their towns. Yes, that's appropriate and angry based on everything that's going on. But it doesn't fix it. Voting fixes this. Period. Voting fixes this so much that the current president of the United States is doing everything he can to try to get the least amount of people possible to vote. His over and over brutalization of the mail-in vote, and mail-in vote is fraud, and mail-in, it's not fraud. It's not. Mail-in voting is going to allow more people the right to vote or the ability to vote, and he doesn't want that. President Trump, for the last 3 weeks, has been on a crusade about, I'm telling you, mail-in ballots, people stealing them out of mailboxes, widespread corruption, it's going to be the rigged election. He's sowing that for multiple reasons. A, he wants to fight to make sure you don't vote. So what should that tell you? What would be the one thing that should tell you? I should vote. If this guy really doesn't want to make it easy for me to vote, and I don't like him, what would be the first course of action? to make sure you vote. And the kookier reason, the darker reason, the reason we all got to be really, really nervous about is that by saying this and mail-in ballots and rigged and steal the election and stealing votes and fraud and the thing is so that when he loses in November, he can take a move right out of the dictator playbook and say that the elections aren't legitimate. We have watched this in communist, dictator, authoritarian countries for the last 200 years, and he is starting to run that playbook. This is all a setup so he can dispute the election when he loses in November. This guy votes by mail-in. His press secretary, that creep, that blonde, bubble-headed Fox News beast who would never, ever, ever in a million years have that job unless she was working for that psycho, stands out on that podium and defends him and says, yes, this fraud and the mail-in balloting is terrible. This broad has voted 10 times by mail-in. They're most afraid of all of you, singularly as ones, because you have the power to change your lives through voting. The most powerful dude in the world who's done an absolutely terrible job, who's gotten out of justice issues, who's gotten out of Ukraine, he got out of the Mueller thing, he didn't get convicted, all of the things, he's gotten out of everything. And the one thing he can't get out of is Election Day. The election has to occur. We have the power to end him. To the point where he is now sowing the seeds of the election upcoming being illegitimate. So I don't know what he does. Does he say, I'm not leaving? And then do we have a crisis of a transfer of power? Whatever you think is possible could happen. Derek Chauvin is a racist and a killer. And charges need to be pressed. I don't know about Minneapolis, man. I will never go there again. I went there for one day to watch my guy win his Super Bowl, and that place felt shitty, it felt weird, it felt sad, it felt dark, and I'll never go back. This shit's like the South of the North. You're embarrassing yourself, citizens of Minnesota. Embarrassing yourself. Fix your shit. I want to move into I'll save the Twitter executive action shit for tomorrow. This guy wants to talk about anything other than reality. We got 100,000 people dead. We are in the middle of a pandemic. This guy looks at the math and the science. His own department say don't wear a mask or wear a mask. And this guy's the only dude I know that doesn't wear a mask and then says people that wear masks are being politically correct. No, we're not, man. We're people that care about our loved ones who are older. At every turn, this dude is losing. The polls are disaster every way around. He's spending money in Iowa and Ohio right now to try and stop the bleeding there. Old people aren't voting for him. This was a crazy stat. White, non-college educated males. He won them by like 70 points in 2016, and he's only got a 25-point lead in that right now. Think about that. Everywhere Donald Trump looks, it's bad. And he realizes that. And so now, today, because he doesn't want us talking, I guess, about everything, he's going to throw out an executive order against Twitter? That's what the president of the United States is worried about, that the Twitter fact-checked him? And he's going to sit in the Oval Office and pretend he's doing something by signing an executive order about social media? What is happening? When are you as a supporter like, this is enough? The dude's crazy. My grandmother just fucking died of COVID. This guy's sitting in his Oval Office talking about how he's mad at Twitter and going to change Twitter? Nobody gives a fuck. There are people dying of COVID-19. 100,000 to be exact. And this guy is in his Oval Office pissed off at Twitter. If you are his supporter, soak that in. He's so mad at social media, at Twitter, that he drew up an executive order that has no teeth and isn't even legally enforceable because they fact-checked a tweet about mail-in ballots because he was lying. That's where the president of the United States mind and brain is focused today. Unemployment's at 25%. We're in the middle of a world pandemic. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have died. And this guy's bummed out because Twitter fact-checked a tweet of his. Soak it in. That's your guy. This episode of The Shane Show is sponsored by Raycon. Look around you. It's a wireless world. And everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and that they sound just as amazing as other top audio brands you know. The newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, well, they're the best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice, noise isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, they're perfect for on-the-go listening and for taking those phone calls. In fact, I was calling Vanger during the quarantine, dropped in the Raycons, no issues whatsoever. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. You've heard me talk about how the company was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg and Cardi B are obsessed with Raycons. Pick up a pair and see what the hype is all about. Now is the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15%, yes, 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Shane. That's buyraycon, buyraycon.com/Shane, and you're going to get 15% off your Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Shane. Courtney and I have been together 7 years. God bless her soul. I met her. I had like 90 days sober. I had just moved out of a bathroom, a public bathroom. I met her. She came giraffing up and said, "I remember you and I know you from back in the day." And I was still hazy and like, great. And I got her phone number, but I didn't call. And I think this is why I'm a good person. I didn't call because I took stock in who I was and where I was at this time in my life. And I thought, you know what? This broad doesn't need anything to do with me. I don't have my shit straight enough to be taken seriously by her appropriately. So I didn't call. And then a month later, I sent out a tweet. She laughed at the tweet. I was like, well, that's sweet of her. And I texted her. And 7 years later, here we are. Courtney Abbiati was the craziest gamble of your whole life. You were very stupid for doing this. Your parents still aren't happy about it. You are forever my responsibility, Courtney Abbiati. And I promise you, I am going to look after you and love you for the rest of my life. And getting married, none of that. But I promise you're never going to wake up to, we got to have a talk. And I promise that you're now financially safe. And emotionally and spiritually, all I ask is that you continue to do what makes your heart sing. And I will figure out the rest for us. I promise.
Can you see?
I love you very, very much. 7 years. What is going on? By the way, I think that means you get half anyway. I think I'm fucked. I think legally you can just take me to court and you get half. I think it's some kind of a law or marriage or common law, or I'm fucked either way. I'm in. We'll have Nathaniel Simpkins in here tomorrow. We got some shit to talk about, him and I. He ain't gonna like it. Getting reports. We're gonna have to go over those fucking reports. I don't have the energy, man, to train another one of these motherfuckers. please go to twitch.tv/Chris Vanger and support Vangerville. I watched like 10 minutes of it today, the sports show, or yesterday's sports show. Keep your head down, Vangs, and just get reps, baby. Just get those fucking reps. The transition from sidekick to being the dude, well, it's a very courageous one. I'm very proud of you. Keep your head down. Keep hitting reps. Someday you and I will both be very good at this. I can't wait for that day when I'm good. All right, twitch.tv/Chris Vanger, doing his own thing. Get in there and support him and watch away. ShaneShowMerch.com if you want treats. The show here is going to be up in about 10 minutes wherever podcasts are. You rate it, review it, and you like it, and that'll help us. Please vote. If you know you're going to vote, find a friend and make sure they vote. We all need each other, and we all need each other to act. It's a really gnarly time. We'll see you tomorrow. White Todd, thank you. Danny, thank you. Natty, thank you. Vangerface, Boston Powers, I love you, son. I am so excited to be your dad.